The next shipment was scheduled for May the 22nd. In order to prevent any further snags, Pierce took the rather risky step of opening a line of communication between Egger and Burgess. Burgess could reach Egger at any time through an intermediary, a betting shop proprietor named Smashing Billy Banks, and Burgess was to get in touch with Banks if there was any change in the planned routine. Egger would check with Banks daily. On May 10th, Egger returned to Pierce with a piece of ghastly news. The two safes had been removed from the South Eastern Railway's luggage van and returned to the manufacturer, Chubb, for overhaul. "Overhaul?" Pierce said. "What do you mean, overhaul?" Egger shrugged. "That was the Kent." "Those are the finest safes in the world," Pierce said. "They don't go back for an overhaul." He frowned. "What's wrong with them?" Egger shrugged. "You bastard," Pierce said. "Did you scratch the locks when you put on your finishing touches? I swear, if someone's cooled your scratches..." "I greased her lovely," Egger said. "I know they look as a routine for scratches. I tell you, she had nearly a tickle on her."
Egger's calm demeanour convinced Pierce that the screwsman was telling the truth. Pierce sighed.
"Then why?"
"I don't know," Egger said. "You know a man who will blow on the doings at Chubb?"
"No," Pierce said. "And I wouldn't want to try a cross. They're not gulled at Chubb's."
The safemaker's firm was unusually careful about its employees. Men were hired and fired only with reluctance, and they were continually warned to look for underworld figures who might try to bribe them.
"A little magging, then?"
Egger suggested, meaning some conning. Pierce shook his head.
"Not me," he said. "They're just too careful. I'd never be able to slip it to them."
He stared into the distance thoughtfully.
"What is it?" Egger asked.
"I was thinking," Pierce said, "that they would never suspect a lady."